Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting thousands of Southern California residents are under evacuation orders and warnings as firefighters battle a wind-driven wildfire in Malibu. City of Malibu spokesman Matt Meyerhoff tells ABC 7 Los Angeles firefighters are doing a great job, as are sheriff's deputies who've been going door-to-door ahead of the Franklin wildfire.
We know that there's spotty cell phone service across Malibu right now, which makes it really hard to get people through emergency alerts, which mostly go through cell phones. But they go door-to-door. They pound on people's doors. They drive up and down streets with bullhorns on. They wake people up out of their beds to get them out of their houses to make sure they're safely evacuating.
The flames burn near Seaside Mansions and Pepperdine University, where students sheltering at the school's library on Monday night watched as the blaze intensified. Officials on Tuesday said a minimal number of homes burned, but the exact amount wasn't immediately known. A bipartisan compromise in the House likely assures passage of an $884 billion defense policy bill with a big pay boost for enlisted troops.
A compromise hammered out over the weekend by House and Senate leaders is expected to result in quick approval for the $883.7 billion annual defense policy bill, formally titled this year as the, quote, Service Member Quality of Life Improvement and National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2025. The most significant policy change is the inclusion of an extra pay bump for junior enlisted troops in the ranks of E1 through E4, who, on top of the 4.5% pay raise for all military personnel, will get additional 10% for a total of 14.5%. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson struggled with deputies and shouted while arriving for a court appearance in Pennsylvania today. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 154 points. This is SRN News. Congress will consider a ban on sex change operations for kids.
Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas has introduced the Safeguarding the Overall Protection of Minors Act. It would make it illegal for a doctor to perform sex change surgery on anybody under the age of 18. Marshall says, quote, the days of demented doctors and activists getting rich off mutilating and sterilizing children are over. A growing number of states have already passed their own measures outlawing such procedures on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by state Supreme Courts, and many of them were altered by this year's election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts of both North Carolina and Ohio. In Arizona, conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban. This is SRN News. Turkish President Erdogan has welcomed the capture of two Syrian towns which had been under Kurdish control.
It was a statement that might have left some people confused. Turkey's President Erdogan hailed the fall of the Assad regime and promised to help Syria achieve peace and stability. He announced the reopening of a border crossing to encourage Syrian refugees in Turkey to return home. However, President Erdogan also praised the so-called Syrian National Army. That's a militia force generally regarded as being in Syria to do whatever Turkey wants. It's just taken over two towns, Tal Rifat and Manbij, and Kurds fear that more of the areas they control will now come under attack.
BBC correspondent Paul Moss reporting. Meanwhile, Israel carried out a wave of heavy airstrikes across Syria as its troops advanced deeper into the country. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.